So all the teachers at this college were...
White. White college. White, mm-hmm. white northern women.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So quite a few women through the...
Yeah.
Generations have gone to school in
this area. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think this was not too long after slavery, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
Back in those days.
What made you decide to keep on going to school?
Okay. I don't know. It must have been born in me.
At what point did you start, you've shown me your fashion design books and pictures of the fashion shows and things that you've held in the past. When did you start doing that?
Oh, I started sewing when I was 5 years old.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't believe it. My mother was a dressmaker.
Uh-huh.
And she used to sew for rich white people.
Uh-huh.
And she was their dressmaker. In those days, there was no such thing as ready-made clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to sew for them. My mother did.
Mm-hmm. And so you kept sewing all through the...
I was sewing when I was 5 years old. I used to grab scraps from the machine and sew them for my doll.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then when I got to be a teenager, I still sewed.
Uh-huh. And did you, in the years, say, when you were, later on, did you sell the things that you would make, or did you mainly sell for yourself?
Sell for myself.
Uh-huh.
Sell for myself.
Uh-huh.
But the things that you see in those books,
uh-huh.
I've sold all those. I don't have anything that I've made, only things that I really wanted to keep.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So the shows that you put together of the things that you designed?
That I designed. And when I cut that pink dress out,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know how I was going to make that dress. I knew I wanted a pink, plain dress.
Mm-hmm.
This pattern here is my $1 million pattern. That pattern is about 15 years old, maybe older.
Mm-hmm.
See the price of it? Now that'll tell you how old it is. That'll tell you how old it is. You can't even buy a pattern for $2.
No. So you used
the and I've lost all of it except just the basic dress.
Mm-hmm.
This one I don't use because it calls for knitted fabric. Knitted. I don't like knitted material. Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, I like it, but I haven't seen any I like.
Mm-hmm. So are you, was there any certain point where you said, okay, I'm going to do a show of all my own things?
Yeah, all of my things. That? I will show all of my things. Everything I show will be mine. You see them. I'm showing. I bought two pieces of material in Honolulu. I spent my summer there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I made them. I didn't make Hawaiian dresses out of them. I made beautiful dresses out of them.
Mm-hmm. How many of these fashion shows have you done?
God, I don't know. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Has it been for some time now, or did you ever do that? Did that start after you retired?
Oh yeah. But I used to sew a lot when I was working in the war plant.
Mm-hmm.
I used to sew for other people then.
Mm-hmm.
When I was working in the war plant.
Yeah. When you worked there over the years, you worked there, you said 23
years.
Yeah. Were there many changes in the plant in the time you were working there?
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
No. Basically, it was the same. They changed planes, you'd have to do something different, you know, in the planes. They made many different types of planes, you know, and you just work on whatever they had, whatever they changed to.
Mm-hmm.
They call it retooling.
Mm-hmm.
and they retooled to another plane, you had to work on another plane.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did the people change much?
No. Yeah, they did. Because every time I go to a picnic, I don't know the people. I don't even know them. They look so old. I said, when do I look old to them?
When you first went back, were there many women working there?
Yeah.
I know there had been a lot during the war.
Yeah, not many working out there now.
Uh-huh. So fewer...
Yeah, there are few women working out there now.
Mm.
And it's women in my category, my age group. They're getting ready to retire this year.
Mm-hmm.
I know a girl that's been working there 38 years. She's leaving this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you ever feel discriminated against?
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
No. They didn't allow it out there because that was a government job.
Mm-hmm.
Job. They couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't allowed to.
So it seemed that you...
But they had a lot of old Southern lead men, old Southern foremen,
mm-hmm.
who tried to, but the people wouldn't stand for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there were some
old rebels out there.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't stand for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, we had a union that to protect us.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever?
And I'm a charter member of the union, one of the charter members.
Of the union?
Mm-hmm.
Were there any strikes while you were there?
Yeah, we had one strike while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed out 56 days.
Mm-hmm.
56 days. I walked the picket line.
Mm-hmm. Did the workers seem to really get behind the strike? And
yeah, they did. A lot of them went in and didn't strike. Just, we call them scabs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of scabs went in and worked on our jobs. And we didn't speak to them when we went back in. But we say, oh, well, why carry animosity in your heart? Just go on in. And we went in, but we didn't speak to them at first.
Mm-hmm. What was the strike over? What was the reason?
Striking for more money.
Mm-hmm.
And better working conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So all that's been done away with now. They say it's very nice out there now.
Mm-hmm. Did you did they give you regular promotions or pay raises?
Yeah. Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
You get the cost of living. Every time the living cost went up, you got the cost.
Mm-hmm. Did your give advancements to the people in your area? Was there a place you could move up farther, say, on the...
Yeah, but no women ever became foremen, I don't think,
uh-huh.
to my knowledge.
Uh-huh.
But they became lead women.
Uh-huh.
Lead women.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get one of these positions?
Nah.
Did you ever...
No, I just stayed there long enough.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I didn't want it myself,
mm-hmm.
because it was too much responsibility.
Mm-hmm. When you retired, how did you feel about that?
Retiring?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I felt marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Did you miss being at work?
Yes, I did, but I didn't mind it at all. I've lost my needle with my black thread in it. See, when I sew, I always take a package of needles along with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I lose one, I just take another needle.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that you didn't mind?
But mind retiring?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
I retired because my legs had given up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. I couldn't walk hardly from my work bench to the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Was that caused from something at work?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just gave out. But when I got to go out of that plant, I flew out. I walked out so fast.
Did you have any health problems related to
it? No, I've never been sick a day
mm-hmm.
while I was in that plant.
Mm-hmm.
Not one day. I think I had the flu about a week, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Mm-hmm.
I was never absent, never sick.
Mm-hmm.
I was late a couple quite a few times. Mm-hmm. Not on my account, but on account of the people you had to ride with somebody else and they would be late.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you, looking back on your life, what would you say would be the happiest time?
The happiest time? Right now.
Right now?
Uh-huh. Right now.
Why is it the happiest?
Well, because I don't have to work, and my house is the way I like it, and I have a pretty nice husband, and he's been doing what I want to do, like the things that I like to do. That is design and create beautiful clothes for women.
How do you and your husband work out decision making and things now?
He just doesn't, he never bothers me. Never bothers me. He does what he wants to do. Like he's mechanically minded and works on cars and things like that, and he does whatever he likes to do. And so and I do this because I like this. And he never bothers me.
What would you say would be the most unhappy time?
Most unhappy time? Let me see. I don't think I've been unhappy since I've been married to Walter.
You
had a very good life. Well, when I bring the children up, you know, it was a kind of a rough, the depression and everything was there.
Those were hard years.
I used to tell people, you don't know how what it is to be hard. I said, I remember I used to make potato sandwiches for my children.
Is there anything you'd do differently?
No. If I had my life to live all over again, I'd do exactly the way I did in the beginning.
If you were a young woman today, how do you think your life would be different?
Well, right now I feel that I was born I'd say 40 years too soon. Too soon. Should have been born, born 40 years too soon.
How is that?
I would do things differently. You know, I see beautiful things and I said, I don't want that. I haven't got time to do all that, you know.
What kinds of things are those?
But I like to see young people. I like, love young people. I told Walter I had never paid attention to young people before. But now I do. I pay attention to young men, young girls, and I think they're fantastic, and they're just gorgeous, and I like to sew for them. I like to look at the beautiful figures. I do. I really do.
What kind of things do you like about young people besides?
I like to just look at young, beautiful young people. My aunt used to tell me youth was beauty. Youth. Not physical, but youth. Youth is beauty. So I just look at youth. I just like to look at youth. I look at them on television. And I tell Wolf, I said, well, my aunt had it right, and she said youth was beauty.
How do you feel about the changes that have come about with the women's movement?
It hasn't affected me any. No.
What are your opinions of the ERA and Equal Rights Amendment?
I have no opinion about it because I'm not into that movement because I don't want to be equal with a man. Do you?
Well,
well, you're young enough to want it. But I don't want it now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, can you tell me more?
See, when we were in the war plant, we were equal with men. Mm-hmm. We had the jobs that the men had.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've had a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We worked on those jobs that the men held.
Mm-hmm. So, you feel that it's better?
And there was no such thing as ERA when I was working in the plant. They just gave us a job to do, and we did it.
Mm-hmm.
And we handled those heavy instruments, the heavy working tools, and the same as the men did.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care. They just said, do this, and we did it.
Mm-hmm.
First time I picked up a heavy tool, I thought I'd die.
Mm-hmm.
But I picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I weighed on about 108 pounds then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you think that it's better that the men do that kind of work, I think? Or?
Yeah, I think the men should do that.
Mm-hmm.
Women shouldn't be doing that old hard work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. They should do as many things that women can do without doing that hard
mm-hmm.
labor work.
What are your plans from here?
Well, I'm just taking day by day.
Mm-hmm.
Day by day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you want to do that you haven't done yet?
Well, everything I've done, I want to do it again.
Uh-huh.
Like traveling, I'd like to go back to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go back to Cairo, Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to, those are the things I would like to really see again. I'd like to go back to Egypt, and I would like to go back to another place. I'd like to go back to India.
Mm-hmm.
I really would like to go back to India. Now that's a place you really wouldn't want to go back to, because there's so much poverty.
Mm-hmm.
We visited the Taj Mahal. Now that's a place that you would really want to see if you went to India. The Taj Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
I know you read about it.
Yes.
Oh, it's just so beautiful, so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have been about 125, the heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked, there's a lake in front of it, and you have to walk down alongside of this lake.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get down in front of it, you have to put on these different shoes to go inside there, you know. Because they don't allow it. Take your shoes off and put on their shoes. Oh, no, put these shoes over your shoes and go up in there. And when I put mine on, I fainted. It was so hot. They had to come. Oh, Walter, come get your wife. She's fainted. And I was wet with sweat.
But you'd like to go back there?
I'd like to go back there, and I believe I'd be dressed differently.
Mm-hmm.
I would know how to dress myself.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in any of these interviews that I haven't asked you about that you want to talk about?
I think you've just about covered the waterfront, don't you?